are always looking at what's the next thing we can do to increase our results.
Dee and his team are one of the best examples of a contractor doing their part and, as a result, seeing real performance and real ROI.
We can utilize technologies and AI and all those things, and we can increase our leads, our appointments, and minimize our time.
Most contractors never get these results.
A lot of contractors in this industry, they're not priced equally, right?
We'll show you the truth about what drives results.
If you have a bottom end system, you're not making any money, then you're never going to grow.
This is AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros, the show for contractors who want to grow without wasting time or money. If you're in roofing, HVAC, plumbing, or any home service business, we break down how AI and modern marketing can help you book more jobs, close more leads, and build a business that runs without babysitting every task.
Today's episode is different. Instead of talking about marketing tactics or agency horror stories, we're giving you a real behind-the-scenes look at what it actually takes to succeed with a marketing agency. I invited Ed Rollins, owner of Rooftastic, because he and his team are one of the best examples of a contractor doing their part and, as a result, seeing real performance and real ROI. Most contractors never get these results, not because the agency is bad, but because they don't understand what their role should be. In this conversation, Ed and I break down the ingredients of a successful partnership. Why? You cannot outsource strategy, why education matters before execution, how to track the right KPIs, especially cost per acquisition, why communication and weekly accountability matter more than any tactic, and what Rooftastic built internally that allows marketing to actually work. If you ever hired an agency and it felt disappointed, or if you're thinking about hiring one in the future, this episode will show you the truth about what drives results and what responsibility sits on the contractor side of the table. Let's dive in. Hey guys, it's Mauricio Cardinal with Contractor Marketing Pros. And today I have Ed Rollins from Rooftastic. And what I'm going to talk about is, this is a special podcast. This is not like a regular podcast where we discuss, the interview, where we talk about the past, the history, their story and all that. I really want to get into what it really takes to succeed in hiring a marketing agency, because this is a very common challenge that a lot of contractors, a lot of small business owners have. And the reason why I have Ed on is because, and thank you for coming on, is because they do a great job on their end to really be successful with what we're doing on our end, right? And it's led to a good relationship on both our parts, and they do a fantastic job. So I want to get into it and kind of explain the history of what it takes to be successful, some of the things that I think you can do when you listen to this to understand what it'll do to actually be successful and actually getting a return on investment on marketing in general, right? So the thing is that I've been doing this for 8 years, guys, and the truth is that a lot of guys that when they hire a marketing agency, they're really hoping for a magic solution, they're hoping for a magic pill, and what that means is basically they're hoping for something that would work right away without any legwork on their end. And that is kind of a recipe for disaster. A lot of people, they expect things to be hands-off and they take no participation in actually getting results. So when results don't materialize, they cannot blame the next agency and move on to one. The issue is that you have to really take it as a consideration when you hire an agency as hiring an employee, a team member to your business. And it's a very common question I ask a lot of contractors when I speak to them is like, if you've had agencies, if you hired like 4 or 5 agencies before, 6 agencies, whatever that number is, what is, you think, the common reason why that happens? And there could be a lot of reasons. There's a lot of bad agencies out there that, you know, overpromise and underdeliver for sure. But at the end of the day, it's still your responsibility to figure it out, because it's extremely important to understand marketing, understand the ROI you're going to be getting, and understand how to get results for your business, because it's one of the most important things you will ever do, right? It's like the marketing is like the queen on the chessboard, right? It's the most important piece. So it's on you to understand. And what I mean by that is that you as the owner, right? You as a manager, you have to take responsibility and owning the hire. If you actually messed up and hired somebody that didn't work out, it's on you. You messed it up. You know, same thing with me. I've hired multiple people that didn't work out. for me, myself, I've done this for 8 years. The biggest challenge I have is actually hiring employees. I'm sure Ed will tell you the same thing. That's still the biggest challenge, right? Finding good people, right? So that's the common thread I want to realize, that you have to, when you hire an agency, it's like hiring an employee. It takes work to hire that employee, because it's going to be hard sometimes, because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to work with people that have all the case studies, results, but whatever, it doesn't work out. But then at the end of the day, it's on you to figure it out, how to actually find a relationship, a partnership that actually works out on the best end. The other problem that I see, it's a lot of contractors lack the infrastructure to make things work. So things kind of get messed up. It's like when you think about when you throw a ball, right, playing football, at the end of the day, you still have to catch the ball to score touchdowns. And if you're not catching the ball and scoring touchdowns, then obviously you're not going to have success. And the solution, basically, we're going to talk about what the actual infrastructure, how Rooftastic's team and how they set up themselves to be successful, right? We're going to talk about the specific roles they have, who Ed hired for that role, and how they, what they're doing to be successful. And also the weekly meetings, all that stuff. So to see actually how marketing really looks like, right? So the first thing you got to do, right, before you talk to me, talk to Ed, talk to anybody, is that you cannot outsource the strategy, right? And the strategy is your brain. So you can outsource the execution, but you cannot outsource the strategy. You cannot outsource the brain. And a lot of even successful companies that are doing over 10 million in sales, they want to delegate this to a manager. They want to get this to the office manager or whoever that is the case. At the end of the day, you as the owner, right? You are the owner, the partner, right? If you're a VP, whatever that is, you cannot delegate this. And it's something that's a very important thing to understand. So it really comes with education. And, you know, we've been doing this for years. Ed, you've been business, we'll talk about in a second, right? So it's over 20 years. So I'm sure when he started this, he didn't have the experience. Now he has a lot of experience and has understood and has educated himself. But what I want to talk about is that the things you have to understand is that there's two books I recommend, right? And in terms of reading, like, you have to get educated, man. So first book is Dot-Com Secrets. Second book is No BS Direct Marketing. So Dot-Com Secrets, it's really how introductory book into actually how online marketing works. Talks about offers, funnels, how to create strategies, psychology behind marketing, how strangers become leads, why follow-up is extremely important, why landing page matter. Those are all things that are very important, right? And it kind of talks to about how to do that, right? So I recommend that book. Russell Brunson is a very successful online marketer. He created ClickFunnels. And you know, his books are really good. He has really good content. It's a good introduction, right? The other book I recommend is No BS Direct Marketing by Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy is a direct response marketer that's been around for a long time. He's very famous in this space. But the reason why I recommend this book is because you will get understanding of the math behind marketing, right? It tells you really what the importance of cost per acquisition, cost per lead, lifetime value, conversion rates, real return on investment. Those are the things that you as the owner should care about. And especially in my space, like, we work with small businesses. So in terms of small businesses, anything, you know, we do have clients doing over, you know, 80 million in revenue. But what I mean by that, the clients, that the reason why they hire us is because they want to make money. They want to get a return on investment. A lot of, you know, if you work with a lot of bigger businesses, a lot of times if you work with brand and advertising agencies, it's kind of the information they give you is kind of murky, because it's kind of like impressions or kind of ads. It's hard to understand the ROI. But you guys, I'm sure the reason why you hire us, you want to get the math behind it. And we're going to talk about the math because that's very important. And that book does a really good job explaining that. And understanding how you come to those conclusions. So those are the two books I recommend. Education comes first, because you cannot outsource you can outsource execution, right? Which we'll talk about in a second, but you can outsource the strategy, right? The problems that a lot of contractors face is that they treat agencies as vendors. They expect the agency to do all the work without active participation or strategic input, right? We need your input. It's important to understand your input. Even though we have a lot of experience working with you know, contractors, roofers, we don't understand you as a business, right? You, every business is unique. And if you're not unique, then it's going to be a problem at the end, right? Because you have to be unique in your area, right? No infrastructure. And something that we'll get into in a second. Missing the marketing manager role. No dedicated team. No systems in place. So you don't. The thing is, guys, you don't have to have a team in place to actually fill that role. So if you do like your org chart, so have one of the roles, especially like if you're a smaller business doing less than, you know, 3 or 4 million, you have to have one of the roles you have to fill is marketing manager. Now, you don't need to have someone in that role. If you have someone in that role, you can still fill it yourself as the owner. You just have to wear that hat. As a small business owner, right? Typically, if you're doing less than 3 or 5 million, you're going to be wearing many hats. And every business owner goes through that phase where you wear multiple hats in the business. My point is that if there's no one in that role and Ed has someone in that role dedicated to that role, you as the owner have to fill that role mentally. Make sure you understand that mentally, right? So that's important to understand. Poor communication, right? This is obviously there's some agencies that don't do a good job communicating, but we do a good job with communicating. A lot of contractors, they miss meetings, right? And it's important, you know, his team never miss meetings, right? Lack of transparency between contractor and agency. We want to understand the lead quality. Understand the lead quality. Understand ROI. How many sales you're making? Because we can adjust and make adjustments based on those information. No KPI tracking. Extremely important. What is the KPIs? What is the cost per acquisition? Cost per sale. The only way to know that is implementing conversion. And understand getting access to the CRM to understand like how that actually works. And then obviously your unrealistic expectations. If you look at unrealistic expectations, think about like where you are, like how experienced. If you hire someone for the first time, I understand like the expectations because you don't know like what you don't know. So if you do like paid advertising for the first time, it might be a difficult thing to understand because you've never done it before, so you don't know what to expect. If you've done it multiple times, you've had negative experiences, sometimes a lot of times you have that baggage you have to kind of get rid of, but it's understanding those expectations. So at the end of the day, we'll go through that, explain how that works. But obviously, if this is something that is very common, and a lot of agencies do overpromise, and you have to, if somebody says overpromising, you always try to like, what is the worst case scenario? That's the thing you have to kind of keep in mind, right? So without further ado, Ed, thank you. I want to talk about you yourself now. Thanks for like listening to that. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the first time we talked, because I remember I was the one that actually talked to you and actually we did the deal together. It wasn't one of my, the first thing that I know that I knew you would be with clients because you said that to me, that roofing is a marketing company that sells roofs. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on here today, Mauricio. We're a marketing sales organization that happens to be doing roofing, right? Means, our marketing and our sales is running our offense. You know, that's how we look at it. That's our offense of our business. And then our production and quality assurance, making sure the customer is happy and we deliver what they paid for, that's running our defense.
Yeah, important. So that shapes your entire mindset, right? Like if you think about, if you're a marketing company that sells roofs, I'm pretty sure you have like tell me about like your team in terms of the subs. Do you have like a sub team or do you have employees in-house to do the actual work? Or how does that work typically?
Subs, in the state of Georgia, everybody's running subs, just the way the insurance laws and everything work. But thing about our subs is they just work for us. You know, technically on paper, they're subcontractors, but they work for us every single day of the week. All day long. So they don't really work for other companies at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So your job is to sell the roof, manage a project and to give them work, right? That's the end of the thing, to give these guys work, right? Cause you need them and they need you. That's kind of how that works. That relationship works. Right. So that's a mindset that you have to have is that Ed, it starts with you really. I want to commend you cause it starts with you. Cause you actually understand the strategy. You're also, talk about like innovation too, because you're also interested in doing new things, trying new things. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I'm always intrigued by new technologies and, like right now it's the different AI options and what all is coming down that pipeline. And You know, so we're always looking at, you know, what's the next thing we can do to, you know, to increase our results, right? Ultimately, on the marketing side, we want to generate as many leads as possible and convert them at, you know, as high as possible to appointments for the least amount per appointment as far as spend, right? The numbers. So if we can utilize technologies and AI and all those things, then, you know, we can increase our leads and our appointments, minimize our spend. Same time.
You're also open to doing new things, like having good offers on the website. Can you talk about that? Like, because a lot of people we bring that up, and sometimes they're kind of pushed back. But you're open to doing new things like that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, we like to come up with good offers that benefit us as far as generating more leads. But ultimately, we like to come up with true offers for our homeowners as well, to where they can take advantage of them. So, you know, if we can generate more leads and save them some more money at the time, then we both win, right?
Yeah, awesome. So let's talk about your team. Let's talk about Anna. She kind of was the person that kind of runs point on everything, right? Can you talk about Anna? Like, how did you find her? And what do you think what makes her think she does a good job for you guys?
Well, Anna's the bomb. You know, she's very good as far as keeping everything, marketing, tracking all the KPIs. She's very good with our design work and getting all of our posts and everything out. But keeping the brand consistent is what she's really strong at. You know, you see a lot of companies out there that they do a lot of content, but nothing's consistent, you know, like, so she's really good with everything consistent. Just keeping it going.
Yeah. And also, what did you find her? Where did you find her?
You know, I don't do the recruiting side. Rebecca found her. We put an ad out. She replied to the ad, and, you know, we were going through the interview process with multiple candidates. And, you know, we interviewed her, and we got two or three interviews with her, and then, like, you know, this is our girl. She feels like a great fit to our team. Really helped us marketing be successful
there. And she does a good job running point, but she also does runs point on the traditional marketing, right? Like, also, I think you guys do direct mail, right? Direct mail, do you do TV advertising, OTT, right? I think you guys are doing,
yeah,
OTT.
We do a little bit of everything. We have a pretty mix, but yeah, she runs point on all the marketing.
Got it. So that's the thing that I want to make sure you guys understand, because there's a lot of confusion with this. She's like the actual manager. She actually holds us accountable, holds the other vendors accountable. We're not the only vendor that works with you. You guys have multiple marketing vendors, right? So she holds the entire team. She actually puts a strategy in terms of the actual, here's each channel is performing, how each is doing. My point is that a lot of people get confused is that when you hire this person, typically they're not executors. You're not going to actually do the work. If you hire a person that does execute, it's different skill sets. Like, we do like seven different things for this company. Other company does direct mail, but in terms of implementation, it's very hard to find somebody who does. You're not going to find somebody in the job market that does implements everything. It's not going to happen. So this person runs point, but the actual execution. They outsource execution to us, right? But also they execute to other companies as well. So that's a confusion part that a lot of contractors have, is that I'm gonna hire a marketing manager to do the actual PPC or Facebook or SEO. It doesn't work that way. If you hire an SEO person, they're gonna do just SEO, and they're gonna cost you a ton of money. It's a complicated situation, right? So just understand that aspect, right, of that. So there's a lot of confusion about that. Now let's talk about Rebecca, right? She's operations. Talk about her role in this entire, just the marketing side for the business.
Well, her and Anna Grace, which we call her AG, her and AG work close on everything. Becca's really good with automations and kind of the back end stuff and data and all that. So they work together to make sure everything's functioning and firing off and all that. That's kind of her piece of it.
Yeah. Obviously, she's hand in hand in the business. It's very important. And then Let's talk about Clarissa, right? Can you talk about Clarissa and what she does in terms of appointment setting and all that?
Clarissa is, she takes all of our inbound coming appointments, whether that's through lead form, phone calls, anything like that. And she has a counterpart in there, Emma, which between Emma and Clarissa, they dominate our appointment center.
Got it. So they have two appointment setters, right, for the inbound, for the people that are actually book appointments. And then you're also, correct me if I'm wrong, you're also hiring AI answering, AI agents after hours, right? Is that's what you're about to implement there, right? Is that the case?
Yeah, we're working through some AI bot stuff right now, getting them trained up to handle some after hours stuff.
Got it. So they work, regular business hours, and then after hours, they're implementing an AI answering agent to help potentially set more appointments during off hours, right? So just keep that in mind, guys. So let's continue. So the foundation of success. So we talked about these different roles, right? Anna Grace Peters, marketing manager, appointment coordinator, Becca Rollins, automations, operations, Ed, obviously involved in the strategy. Talk about the meetings. What is it that you guys do doing the meetings each week? What do you guys do? What is the agenda typically?
We usually have a rolling agenda from the week before. So like when we meet with your team weekly, we go over anything that needs immediate assistance. And then we talk about things that we're working on implementing over time and kind of what for the week. And then next week what we were able to call everything, we set our goal next week. So we're working on the time.
Talk about budgeting. You set the budget for next year. Like, are you setting the budget right now for next year? Like, or for quarterly? How does that process work? Talk about how you process that information and plan it for next year.
Yeah, we'll be doing the yearly budget before the end of the year, where we get all our management team together and basically budget out everything from marketing to all other in the business. And we will measure it, so you have see how we're. Where we're going, do we need to reset tools or anything like that?
Got it. And typically, this is a very common question. What is your marketing budget spend? That there's different answers for this, but typically, like if you're, as I say, like top line revenue percentage wise, how much are you spending typically on marketing?
5 to 6% of top line revenue.
5 to 6%.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is a very common question. And what's your opinion about if you're like if you don't mind sharing, like, but I think you're doing over 10 million, but if you're like a smaller business, if you're doing like maybe 3 or 4 million, but you want to grow, should they be spending more than 5 to 6%?
Yeah. I think in the beginning, you could be spending 10, 11, 12%. Because you really haven't built any branding or anything like that. You don't have brand recognition yet, right? So, you're really spending more to get brand recognition in the market and get to know who you are, to where that's going to be, things like that. So in the beginning, I would say you're probably going to be 10, 11% of revenue is going to be a marketing or more.
Yeah. But what do you say to people that, what do you think that why contractors don't want to spend that much? Is it because they don't budget for that, or they don't see the importance, or afraid? What do you think the reason why they don't, most people do not want to spend that?
I think a lot of it comes down to, and this isn't all contractors, but a lot of contractors in this industry, they're not pricing correctly, right? We call giveaway art, because I mean, they're more focused on getting the job than making a profit on it, right? So, yeah, you have to provide a quality service for a fair price. But if you're going to provide a quality service, you have a fair price, right? Not a bottom-end price. But if you have a bottom-end, you're not making any money, then you're never going to grow because you're not going to have any money to spend on marketing.
Got it, guys. So it's a pricing problem with contractors not making enough profit to actually spend the needed amount to be successful with the marketing. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about KPIs. Cause you guys do a fantastic job tracking all the important metrics. You have a per lead channel, right? So you understand the KPIs per each channel, right? For Facebook, Google, all the, SEO, right? So you talk track of the leads, the appointments. Can you talk about like also return, like also return on investment, also cost per acquisition? From my understanding, it's like between like $500 and $2,000. Is that like the range, or is it?
It's somewhere in that range, yeah. It's kind of a moving target with the market too, you know. Like when you hit that low, like we're coming off of a 3-month no measurable rate out, right? So, you know, it's a little, you spend a little bit more job, less leads. But yeah, as far as total KPI, total leads generated, cost per lead, you know, but our most important is cost per appointment, right? You know, we want to ultimately know what's it cost us for an appointment, which is an opportunity, right? You can generate 5,000 leads. If you only convert 500, the 4,500 you didn't convert don't even matter, right? So it's really about the appointments and the opportunities. So that's where we focus a lot of our weight on, as far as, you know, how much is each opportunity to get in front of somebody and provide them with the service cost.
Got it. And what is the typical cost per appointment that you're looking for?
We like to keep it under 300.
Got it. $300. And conversion rates, typically, what is your conversion rate on those appointments?
It really goes by lead source, right? Like, of course, the direct organic stuff is going to convert it 80-90%. You know, if you get to where you're using the aggregator like that, it can be 20%. You know, it's kind of a mix. I'd say across the board, about 60%, 70% is a pretty good number.
Got it. So you also use aggregators. Do you guys use lead brokers too as well?
Very little. We try not to use them at all, unless you're getting a little low and we just need to lose them.
Got it. Yeah. That is a common strategy. A lot of people use lead brokers, but you know, every company that I've seen that is like doing over 50 million, they all use lead brokers. And because it's a volume game, right? They need to feed like their sales reps. They need to feed more people. Those are channels that you can use. So you track, typically, what is your best marketing channel that you get the best results in?
Probably direct search online.
Direct search online.
Outside of referrals, you know.
Yeah, referrals are always getting the best lead, and also typically they spend the most money. But besides referrals, like you said, so direct, like the, or, so you're talking about like organic search on the website.
Yeah, organic search and, you know, Google and Google related.
Got it. Okay, awesome. So let's talk about what you guys are doing on your end to be successful, right? So you guys have two people. You already said two people manning the phones, right? You have AI after hours inquiries. You also do weekends leads, right? You also generate leads on the weekends. Why do you guys do that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we try to generate leads as much as possible any time of the day, you know?
Yeah, my understanding is that you guys, once you started getting a lot more volume after hours, right? Once you turn those ads on.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Dedicated digital lead salesperson. You guys have somebody in place that just dedicated to that position?
What do you mean by dedicated?
Okay. Well, somebody that is actually just in charge of the leads for the digital marketing, or is that handled with the two people that are manning the?
That's handled the appointment center.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then in terms of content, you guys do a really good job with content. Can you talk about like your content strategy in terms of like the project photos you're using? Do you guys use a photographer? Do you guys have a videographer? Drones? Like, can you talk about like your strategy for that?
We use a lot of drones for a lot of our content, as well as, you know, we've invested a nice camera and things like that. Anna Grace does all that. She handles all the shoot, jobs that she does, job site visits, videos there, different things like that. So she does about it. And then some of the project managers come from sales reps, and they'll set their stuff. And, you know, she'll ask them, try to get some content, and I'll try to get it for them.
So do you guys have like a professional photographer that does takes pictures, or like a videographer that does that, like the videos, or how does that work typically?
About maybe once a year, we may hire somebody to do a photo shoot or a video shoot.
Well, one thing that I want to point out, guys, is for them, I think that their website looks fantastic. And the big reason is because they have headshots of their team. They have headshots of the owner. They have headshots of their trucks, right? Their trucks are wrapped. It looks professional. It looks branded. Can you talk about that? Like what your process, what you're thinking was behind that?
As far as your brand, it needs to be memorable and sticky, right? They got to remember it. It's got to be sticky. So we try to keep it consistent to where whether you see a truck, yard sign, you know, anything with our name on it, you don't even really have to go, I don't know who that is, right? That's the goal.
And you rebranded last year, right? Can you talk about that whole reason why you rebranded and the whole strategy behind that?
Yeah, we've kind of adjusted our brand over the last 4 or 5 years here and there to try to get it right. You know, we were PGRS originally, professional grade roofing inside. And then we had a tagline of Rooftastic and Beyond. And then we had, you know, it was getting a little with homeowners because they were the Rooftastic and the PGRS were not sticking. So we just decided to rebrand the Rooftastic and Beyond experience.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a great name. So it's definitely memorable and sticky. I think something that definitely really stands out. So that's an important thing, especially in the age of AI. Things are going to become more. If you don't have the brand recognition, it's going to be much harder to get results with that, right? So reviews, extremely important. You have a 4.9 rating, over 1,500 reviews. Talk about how your strategy behind how you get reviews from your customers.
You know, we're just always asking them for them. You know, we do a good job, we finish the job, and, you know, our final question is, are you 100% happy with everything? Do you feel like we provided a wow service? And if they say yes, yeah, we say, you know, do us a favor, show our future customers the kind of work we do. And if they ever say no, we immediately find out what went wrong. But it's hardly ever do it with anybody that says they're not happy. Because we're not happy.
Yeah, and you respond to every review, right, on Google?
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately. So make sure you guys understand that because it's important that people see you in your face when you respond to reviews. And then one thing I want to point out is that the strategy behind that is that the reviews really power almost everything in terms of the online. It powers local SEO. You're getting a ton of visibility on the maps with reviews. It powers LSA, Google Local Service Ads. They have such a head start with LSA. LSA is becoming extremely important, competitive. So they have a head start. So what I mean by that is, like, if you have a new company that is starting out and you have like 100, 200 reviews, you guys are getting beat by a company that has 1,500 reviews. And honestly, like in roofing, this is something that 1,500 reviews is a lot, but in other industries, it's not a lot. Like if you look at HVAC, plumbing, there's companies that have 15,000, 10,000 reviews, 20,000 reviews. So this is something that is extremely important. And they have a head start. So they just, it's gonna be much harder for, if you're competing against them in their market, it's gonna be much harder, right? So just understand that, right? How do you guys handle negatives? Because obviously sometimes you get negative reviews. How do you handle negative reviews?
You know, if we get a negative review, we immediately call the people. You know, I call them personally. And really, ultimately, my goal is not the review. The goal is to figure out why they had a bad experience with us and do whatever it takes to make it right. I mean, so that's how we have a negative. You know, if somebody's not happy, so we get a negative, it goes to the various priority in our building, provide wow service, because that's what we sold them, right? So we need to deliver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's talk about sales optimization. You guys are using Go High Level and also AccuLinks. How do you guys, it's probably like a long process outside this podcast, but talk about the importance of having your team using the CRM.
Having a good CRM, you know, like most roofers I know are on that. You know, it's like the number one, the longest. We were one of the first 7 or 8 companies on it. So we've seen it all into one day, but accountability, you know, our motto is, if it's not an AccuLinks, it don't exist. Don't tell me you sent an email if you didn't send it through AccuLinks, because it don't exist on AccuLinks.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, so you track everything through the CRM, right? You guys have the system in place. So AccuLinks allows you to track the sources in terms of marketing. So you can see the sources within, and you get marketing reporting. So what I mean by that is you actually see in your CRM and see all the leads from every channel and get a report every month to see how each channel performed in terms of sales, right? So that's extremely important. How many salespeople do you have on your team?
We're running 10.
10 salespeople. Okay. And how do you talk about your, I'm sure you guys do your training, right? How do you talk about your training process? Talk about how you implement that for your team.
We have a sales process that it's repeatable, it's perfectible. We train on it 2 days a week, and it consists of a lot of role playing. And, just the goal is for everybody to be doing the same, to where when we do train on it, everybody gets the repeatability effect of the training, and we can dial it in every week,
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So, and I think, I know you're friends with Chuck Tokey at Top Rep. Do you guys use Top Rep, or I'm sure you probably use other ones as well. Like do you hire like a coach for that, or?
Yeah. Ours is a little bit of a hybrid. We've kind of over the years, we've been in business going on 25 years now. So we've been through the Rodney Webbs and all the different sales. So we've kind of taken them and made our own hybrid of all of them. Yeah, and our goal is low pressure sales, right? We're not trying to go in with high pressure. Our goal is to earn your business while we're there, right? So that's our goal. I can't stand high pressure sales, right? So we want to go in and we want people to be comfortable with us, and we want people to say, this is the right company, and I feel like it's the right company for me. We really earn your business, not pressure them to do a business.
Yeah, and then also, do you guys do mostly retail, right? Do you do insurance? How does that breakdown work?
We do mostly retail. I come from insurance years ago, back in 2009. For about 4 or 5 years, we chased hailstorms all over the country. But that was then, and now we're focused on retail. We get a storm for us. We know how to work. We're good at it, but we like to focus on retail.
So you get a storm, then you go the insurance route if you get a storm.
Yeah, we shift gears for the storm, yeah. And soon as it's over, we'll shift right back to retail.
Got it. And then in terms of budgeting, we talked about this. Typically, is this like for next year, 15% of profit and we invested into marketing? Is that accurate, or typically how much is that?
For marketing?
Yeah.
5-6%.
5-6%. Gotcha. Okay. So the results, right? The results are in the case study that it's on the website. But basically, like if you look at the results, they have different lead channels. They do a good job with the volume of leads and sales, and they understand their overall conversion rates from this. But typically, you said your best channel has been organic from the actual site. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And if you don't mind sharing, because I remember the conversation, you don't mind sharing, last year you did $14 million in revenue, and this year, what, same or more? Or
we're going to be pretty close to the same this year. There's been a little low in the market nationally with intent here, which I think everybody I know and across the country in the roofing industry, friends of mine, everybody's kind of in the same holding pattern that, market intent is down a lot, so we're probably going to remain relatively flat.
My understanding is that overall, I think the market is down, I think 20%, I think, from last year. And even in the Northeast, I think the market, I saw numbers, because this is the numbers I got from the conference that I went to last week. It was 15% down in the Northeast. And I think overall, I think around 10, between 10 and 20% nationwide. So if you think about what that means, is that it's swimming against the current. That's kind of what that means. Like if you're swimming against the current, versus going with the current, right? That's kind of like the angle, right? So obviously there's a increase in digital growth, right? They've gotten more traffic, more leads, more phone calls. Their Google Business profile has really increased. They have multiple Google Business profiles, right? You have more than one now. You have another one in Pittsburgh, right? Are you planning on doing more locations for next year?
We're just kind of organic growth, depending on how the year goes, and what kind of markets that we look at. But right now, we're probably going to roll with what we got.
Yeah. Another thing, too, also is that I know we've been talking about this is AI and adapting to that. So one of the things that I think would be benefit is actually kind of adapting the content in a certain manner. I'm sure we talked about that, but are you guys like ready for that change for next year for the AI and geo and all that stuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're looking at it weekly.
Awesome. So to recap, guys, right? The 8 non-negotiable principles to be successful starts with the owner, starts with you, starts with the partner, right? Sometimes you have multiple partners. For example, if you guys have multiple partners, right, there's four things you look at in a business. It's obviously sales, marketing, operations, finance, the four pillars of any business. And if you're an owner, right, or if you're like a founder, right, you, those four things you have to know. You have to understand how those things work for your business. So it's something you can't delegate, right? You can outsource the actual execution, but you can't delegate. Education is non-negotiable. I for myself, I didn't come from a marketing background. All the stuff that I've learned is self-taught. You guys can do the same. It's not rocket science. This stuff is not, we're not doing rocket science, guys. It's really just online marketing. It's not that difficult. Fill the marketing manager role. Again, you can delegate the finance manager and the marketing manager. This is something that I got from Al Levy. He works with a lot of different contractors, but I agree with him that basically, yeah, seven roles. And when you're starting a business and your org chart, the ones as an owner is that you can never delegate is a finance manager and marketing manager. And what he means by that is that you can hire someone to fill that role, but you have to understand, you have to hold that person accountable, understand the metrics behind that. Tracking everything, cost per acquisition, cost per lead, cost per booked appointment. So you understand what those numbers are. I see a lot of contractors and business owners in general do things that's against the math, right? So it's something that you have to kind of make educated decisions based on what you're doing. Communicating weekly, monthly, weekly meetings. You don't have to meet weekly. Obviously, Ed and their team is very involved, but at least meet once a month, right? To understand what's going on. The importance of content, right? That's extremely important as well. Sales process, having a really good speed to lead, follow-up systems, close rates, and understanding what that looks like on your end. Reviews and content really fuel everything. They're important in terms of local SEO, in terms of the website, in terms of LSA, in terms of branding, in terms of getting more found online. Treat the agency like a partner. Like the guys said, I know for a fact if these guys went another way, and it would really suck, honestly, but these guys would be successful with anybody. And if the other person didn't deliver it, it's on the agency, not them, because they did everything on their end to be successful. And that's the whole point. They did everything on their end to be successful, and they were successful, right? So that's an important thing, right? So they didn't get lucky, right? They it came with execution, collaboration, ownership. They became a partner in the process. So it's important. The success formula is education, right? Infrastructure, execution, plus partnerships equals results, right? So yeah, if you guys have any questions, let me know. Ed, do you want to add anything, anything else on your end?
You know, I would say when it comes to marketing, it's like anything in life, you get out what you put in, right? You put in the effort, you work, you can get results. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, Ed, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros. If you got value from today's episode, do us a favor. Follow the show, share it with a contractor friend, and leave a quick review. Want help using AI or smarter marketing to grow your business? Head to contractormarketingpros.net and book your free strategy call.